Unit 9, page 189, Reading. The Inca Empire, Part 1. The Inca were a tribe that lived in South America many hundreds of years ago. In the 1400s, they were very powerful. They captured the land of other tribes and became an empire. The Inca Empire was very large. It covered much of modern-day Ecuador, Peru, Bolivia, Chile, and part of Argentina. The Inca developed their empire in amazing ways. They planned big cities, built big buildings to live in, and long roads to travel on. The empire had 16,000 kilometers of roads. Some parts of those roads are still there today. Farmers grew corn, potatoes, and quinoa in the same way we grow them today. On the mountains, farmers kept llamas. The Inca made clothes and carpets from the wool of the llamas. The king of the Inca was their god. They believed that the sun was the king's father. The king lived in the temple of the sun. There was a picture of a very large sun on one of the walls. The king's portrait was in the center of that sun. The sun and the portrait were made of gold. The Inca admired their king and loved their country. They were happy and lived in peace. The king gave them everything they needed. But in the year 1531, the Spanish attacked the Inca Empire. They were led by General Pizarro, a cruel man. Pizarro knew that the empire was very rich, and they had a lot of gold. He wanted the gold, so he put the Inca's king in prison and said, "Bring me a room full of gold and I'll free your king." "I will, I promise." The gold was paid, but Pizarro did not keep his promise. He killed the king, and the Spanish took control of the Inca Empire.